Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton. This is where money meets sports for your entertainment and information. This segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where they turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, you can reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or 512-759-HOME. And today we have a very special guest. Her name is Jenna Dubon. She is with Joseph Realty. She is an Austin area expert when it comes to real estate. And one of her biggest passions on the side is UFC fighting. And so as far as our sports talk, we're going to talk a little UFC today.
Yeah, we get to question these people when they come in, see what their favorite thing is. And I'm loving that she likes UFC. So I'm curious. I want to ask some questions.
Yeah, it definitely broadens my horizon.
Yeah.
I want to know about it. It's a right. Cool sport. I just don't know much about it.
I haven't lately, but I do know that Nick Diaz is coming back in to fight. Yes. Coming up, who do you think is going to win on that? I think he hasn't been fighting for 3 years.
Nate Diaz is a really great fighter. He's one of those people that you love to hate.
Right.
He has a horrible attitude.
Oh, yeah.
No, but, I mean, he can fight.
He can fight.
So it's going to be a really good fight to watch. I definitely would tune into that. I don't know if y'all seen, but Conor McGregor.
Another person everyone likes to hate.
Oh, my gosh. He sucker punched an old man.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. What is wrong with him?
I mean, just in the public. It was crazy.
Millionaire. A multi-millionaire at this point.
Yeah.
You're Conor McGregor, anybody of that, stature, just he's so big, everyone knows who he is, maybe just stay out of the bar.
Now he's not so big.
He's definitely not.
He's got like...
Very small in actual stature.
Yes.
I still don't know if I'd mess with him.
Oh, no. No, you better fight dirty.
He's smaller than me. Well, he fights dirty. Yeah.
He's fast.
He has a run-in with the law already. He threw, I think, a bench through a bus window.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's punched an older man.
Yeah. If you haven't seen the video, I would definitely check it out. I mean,
that on TMZ.
Yep.
So that fight's coming up here real quick. But we have some other interesting things going on in sports right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have Dak Prescott holding out. I think the last he won it was $40 million. Is he worth $40
million? Well, so now it's allegedly $40 million. There's been some reports about that. But, he's still under contract this year, and he's practicing. So he's not truly, I would say, holding out, but...
He
wants to get paid.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's...
Understandably. I mean, he's the quarterback of America's team. Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to get paid?
Yeah. Sure.
Especially with the market for quarterbacks right now.
Absolutely.
There's other quarterbacks out there that are making so much money, a ridiculous amount of money. So, I mean, chop around.
But the going rate is $30
million. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right around
And he's
million.
Turning down $30
million. He just turned down $30
million. And he has to realize, I like Dak, but... He's taking some money from some good receivers that make him look good.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know that he has that
talent.
Yeah.
He needs a quality receiver because he had Zeke in the beginning, and what were they, 1-4?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they trade for Amari, and then they make the playoffs.
Oh, Amari made a huge difference in that offense.
He needs a receiver. And, that's, one of the things that kind of like, as much as I dislike Tom Brady – he's making $23 million.
But Tom Brady, he turned down so that he could have better players because he knows that's what makes him money.
Troy Aikman did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Troy Aikman did the same thing. Now we're talking football, but my all-time favorite sports person is Tim Duncan. And Tim Duncan did the same thing. He was making like $8 million his last 2 years.
Fundamental.
Because he wanted to transition the team, right? I mean, so, it becomes you got to get paid. I get it. I mean, because, we think our work life is long. Well, a professional athlete, their shelf life is very short, especially football, especially for Zeke. I get it. Zeke's got 5 more years of solid football. And then after that,
maybe.
he's who knows?
Yeah.
So I get they need their money and they need to make it now because they may never work again. But you also, what do you want? And you have to build that culture. And that's why as much as I dislike the Patriots, I have to respect what – Belichick's done.
Well, also, Tom Brady has a little bit different of a situation. His wife happens to be like a multimillionaire as well. So, I mean, he can take those pay cuts and the house is still doing just fine.
Yes.
And he's been at this for a little bit longer, so he has some money in the bank as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and also, even with Dak, honest question, what can you buy with $30 million that you can't buy with $24 million
and this
or something
is,
like
this
that?
This is how I look at that situation as well, is if he doesn't perform well, you make more money off endorsements.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to make – Michael Jordan did not make his money from the Bulls. He made it from endorsements.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
And to get endorsements, you have to win.
Right.
And so that could actually end up hurting him, I think.
Well, him and LeBron James both. I'm going to put LeBron James in there too, because mm-hmm. they're both amazing businessmen.
Yes.
They're not just there for the basketball. They're promoting themselves. I mean, LeBron opened a school.
Hey, considering that LeBron didn't go to college, the way he's handled himself business-wise has really impressed me.
Oh, absolutely. There's really not much about that guy.
So, Jenna, during football season, do you watch football at all?
Yes, I
do. Do you? Who's your team?
I don't want to tell y'all.
No holes barred here.
I am diehard Cowboys fan.
Okay.
No, I'm right there with you.
I will be with them even when they are losing, and I'm with them when they're winning.
And I tell you what,
Jerry thinks you. Like somebody.
Jerry thanks you. I'm more of a
college ball guy, just FYI. But when Dak and Zeke had that blowout year, I was driving the train.
Conductor.
Oh, I was the conductor. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, I root for Dallas. I do enjoy watching them, but I'm more of a college ball guy myself.
So
yeah.
Whenever it does come to college, Jenna, who do you go for there? Are you a Longhorn girl?
You're in the obviously. Austin area.
Okay. You've tailgated with us before, have you not?
I haven't been to tailgating with y'all just yet. I've been invited.
You're coming.
You know?
You're going to make it out there one of these days.
Yeah, and she is from Hutto, and you know that their fight song is literally hippo fight, yay, hippo fight.
Their color is.
And their color is born orange. It's the color.
Pretty diehard out there, too.
Yeah. Yes.
So you know a lot about Hutto, huh?
Yes, sir.
And I do want to talk a little bit, because we are talking sports. There's a sports complex that was coming into Hutto that we've talked about on the show. How's that looking? And what's that doing for Hutto?
So it's doing a lot of great things for Hutto. They are agreeing to help with the city to make a big development out there.
Wow.
$250
million? It's $800 million. That they've agreed
close.
To do.
Oh,
yeah, you're close.
Close.
You know, a little
right. I do my research. Y'all don't judge me. Yeah. It's changed.
I mean, there's a lot coming out there.
Right.
Yeah, well, they've got the largest indoor water park. The signs are up. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's coming to Hutto?
It's like right down the street from Hutto.
Yeah, it's right in between Hutto and Round Rock.
It's like right across the street from the Dell Diamond, is it not?
Yes, totally.
So, all right. Yeah, so that's a lot of stuff's coming to Hutto.
Yeah, I mean, just a few minutes, like 5 minutes from Hutto, you're going to be right there at Kalahari.
Wow.
Yeah, major.
I was telling Troy the other day that there's going to be a Flicks Brew House. There's a Panda Express. There's a Chick-fil-A. I don't need to leave Hutto if I'm in Hutto.
Like, now listen, when Chick-fil-A comes, when Chick-fil-A comes to town, you know that things are big.
So you know your first rating as far as size is if you get what restaurant? Burgers. You know this from Texas. It is Dairy Queen.
Yep.
There's a Dairy Queen. Mm-hmm. You're at that 500-person population.
The next one's Starbucks.
I think you have to be around 5,000 for Starbucks. Sonic comes first.
Drive-through.
Yeah. I mean,
Starbucks.
You know, us being from Texas, Whataburger used to be our place, but now, you know, Chicago
It still is. As long as they don't change that menu, I'm still going.
Nah, they're
going
to start serving deep dish pizza here.
Don't say it.
Help us.
Don't say it.
Yes, you know, and it's like one of the things with Starbucks, when it hit Hutto, I did a little research on it. It says that they expect your property value to increase by 25% just because Starbucks showed up.
Oh, well, that's
– just to kind of get back onto sports for just a quick second, Antonio Brown, he's in the news again. I think – y'all think it's because of this Hard Knocks show that they have going on? Because it's with the Oakland Raiders. Let me tell you what's going on. Antonio Brown's being sued for $39,000 by – a chef.
By a chef?
By a chef. Yeah, like he's being sued by a chef because he didn't pay him for his food that he cooked, like, personally for him.
Yes, well, divas will diva on that.
Exactly.
So you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton, and, of course, our special guest, Jenna Dubon. This is where money meets sports, and we will be back in just a few minutes to discuss a little bit about the Austin real estate market.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton, and of course, our special guest, Jenna Dubon. And today we are going to be talking about the Austin area real estate, because there's a lot of things happening in this market today as far as the treasury bills, which is kind of what drives inflation and interest rates and things like that, has fallen to one of its lowest levels ever. I mean, ever. So what this is going to do is this is going to spur a lot of investments in different areas and things like that. And we were just talking about the investment going into Hutto. Now their $800 million may be worth $850 just because the rates are lower. So they'll be able to do nicer things, bigger things, more things, because the cost of money is less now. And so this is only going to help the housing market. And so we're going to, you know, we talked a little bit about last time about flat appreciation and things like that, and the market stalling, and you ask bubble. It's not a bubble, but we are expecting a correction in the market just because homes have become unaffordable for the average person. Just plain and simple, they're just unaffordable in the higher markets or the regular markets. Like, Jenna, what is the average sales price in the Hutto area right now?
So the average sales price in Hutto is $250,000.
Yeah,
$250,000. So yes. In the Austin area, it's like $350,000 now?
The median's $350,000. The average is $406,000. So you got to think, in Hutto, just 8 years ago, I was doing loans on some of those homes that were $80,000 to $110,000. Wow. So in 8 years, that market has doubled. And it just makes it harder for people, because you got to think, the good number is three times your income on a home. So you got to think, that family has to make about $75,000 to be able to comfortably purchase a $250,000 home.
Which is above the average, correct?
And if y'all caught what Troy said right now, if you've owned a home for more than 8 years, you might want to sell it.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen. So as the appreciation stalls, or not stalls, but levels, and comes down, comes back to where it should be, people are going to start to, we should have more resales hitting the market here soon. So people should start selling their house, because they're going to be like, hey, I'm at the top of the market. I need to go ahead and cash in on my house, because my house is a cash in.
Now, just a little bit more about Hutto, because we've talked a lot on this show about houses and affordable housing, right? And in Hutto, where else do you work outside of Hutto as well, or just Hutto?
Yes, so I work all over the place. Now, I've been born and raised in Williamson County.
Okay.
So I know all of, you know, Hutto, Taylor, Round Rock, Georgetown, all these other locations very, very well.
What about Gerald?
Gerald as well. Yeah. We literally sell all over the place, not just in Williamson County, not just in the Austin area. If you have real estate needs, we have partners all over the United States.
And so you said 250, but you're also having new builds out there. There's more expensive homes, of course.
Tons of them, yeah. And, you know, about 2 months ago, you could get a new build at 220.
Okay.
Now that average price is at 223.
223.
I mean, just in a couple months.
What are taxes like?
Taxes, it just depends. So most of the time, they're 2.8. That's pretty average.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good.
It depends on where you're looking at. I mean, there's different areas. So in Round Rock, you can be at a 2.2 tax rate and be close to like Terra Vista. That's almost unheard of. Where, you know, different parts of Round Rock are at 2.5, and then some of them are at 3.1.
I know you remain busy. I work with Troy. Troy works with you. Your numbers are great. And a lot of that, is it because of the Hutto area? Are a lot of people moving there?
Oh, tons of people are moving there. The growth out there is exponential. I mean, we're not seeing it slow down. They have signed for more developments coming out there, more homes to be built. If you haven't been out to Hutto in a while, I would definitely suggest you go out there, because the growth when you go is crazy.
And is there resale inventory as well?
Tons of it. And there's actually only three, under $200,000 now.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll be gone by Friday.
How do they get a hold of you? They want some of those houses.
So if you want to get a hold of me, you're going to give me a call at 512-779-9029. Again, it's 512-779-9029. My name again is Jenna Dubon. I'm with Team Dubon, and our office is actually in Hutto off 79. Okay. Me and my husband both work together as a team. So if y'all need anything, you just reach out to us.
Most certainly. And so there's some stuff coming to Hutto other than the sports complex. We just talked about that right now. You said an $800 million investment.
Yes, $800 million investment is coming into the community.
What else is coming?
So with the Perfect Game, they have a sports facility, they have recreation and event center, retail and residential space. So that's what's all coming in just right where that
just with that
has been
one
announced.
Investment.
That's just of that one investment.
Wow.
Now over in the co-op, they have there's a barbecue place.
What's the
name
of it?
Guess what it is.
This is exciting.
Barbecue's one of my favorite things.
This is exciting.
If I was going to die tomorrow, barbecue's my last meal. So what's the name? Let's hear it.
I think Troy knows what it is.
Southside.
Shut
there you
up.
Go.
It's coming to Hutto. I mean,
to Hutto?
Yes.
Oh, wow. News. All right. I'll be coming to visit your office more often, Jenna.
And I mean, even besides that, they are going to improve all the parks there.
Mm-hmm.
All the bit of parks are improving infrastructure. They're doing a lot. They're improving the roads.
You know, as a resident of Hutto, one of the things people have kind of complained about how it was managed and things like this and some of the expenses, and you hear that. But honestly, they fixed 685, Chris Kelly, coming in. That road is beautiful now. They fixed 79 through
helpful.
Hutto. They've done a lot of the preparation for this growth. So they're, you know, kind of the expenses they spent 5 years ago, when the money was cheaper, 5-6 years ago, they spent the money. And now that the appreciation and everything is happening, that money they spent, they're actually per dollar, you know, adjusting inflation, are spending less than they would have if they decided to do it now. So they were actually ahead of the game on that.
I think they've done a good job. I mean, when you really break it down, it's better than plan than to not plan.
Right. Because
then you're being a big mess.
I feel like the traffic lights have even gotten better there.
Yeah.
It used to be so slow going through Hutto, and now I get through it so easily.
Yep. And HEB is just down the road, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
Whataburger.
And it's a nice HEB.
Yeah, and Whataburger.
Well, Whataburger's important.
Yes. So I'm going to ask you something. I already know your opinion on this. So, remember, we are, speaking to through the radio. So let's make sure we do this correctly. It's like one thing that, as a
what
resident
does that
of
Hutto,
no cussing.
I'm
playing.
As a resident of Hutto, I'm getting a lot of mail from Wall Street-backed real estate companies. And let me explain to you what that means, is that I'm not really a real estate company. I've just got a bunch of money that I don't know what to do with. So I've hired a group of people to help me invest it and resell through resale of homes.
Yes.
And so what it is, and I don't think we should list names anymore, but I'm getting a letter from this company.
Yeah.
And
it's we all know who it is.
And it says, hey, I'll buy your house. No realtor commission. All this sort of stuff. It looks really good. And you look at it.
It looks too good to be true.
First of
all. Which we kind of know what that means. Yeah. When it looks too good to be true, it usually is.
Probably not true.
Yes. Well, they're offering me less than market value on their offer sheet, right? And then what they do is, because I went through the process because I want to know what it's like. Then what they do is they send somebody out there and they say, hey, we'll give you this, which is, I already know the market, which is about 30 grand less than market value. And then they say, oh, by the way, you've got $14,000 worth of things you need to repair. Stuff like, torn screens and stuff like that.
Yes.
Nothing that you would really need to repair if you sold it on the traditional market, right? Yeah. But they're saying, but we have to replace this to be able to sell it. And they say, so you can either pay for that or repair it. So what they do
even less the $30,000.
Right.
Yes. And you should see their fees.
Yes.
Okay?
So, but then they also, and I'm only speaking of one in particular, I'm not going to mention names, but then they also tack on, to me, it was a 9% fee.
I know who you're talking about.
Is a 9% fee. So, their 230 offer, by the time it's all said and done, was net me around $168,000.
Yeah.
And if I had decided to sell, I'm not interested in selling, but if I decided to sell, I would have sold for 30 grand more, paid 6%, and let's say the $14,000, I'd have probably spent $3,000 in repair. So I would have saved about $40,000 by using that.
And no wonder in this market that they can say they'll close your house within 2 days. If you put anything at $30,000 discount, you're going
to
sell it in 2 days.
What they do is they buy it from you and then they list it themselves.
Yes.
And then they sell it as their own listing. Yes.
Wow. So they like double dip when you really think about it.
Yeah.
And, speaking
about...
So
real quick, so if they want to avoid that, how they get a hold of you?
So I want to let y'all know about some really cool options that I give you just like this company.
All right. Well, let's get your phone number first.
Okay. So my phone number is 512-779-9029. Again, it's 512-779-9029.
And what's your email?
My email is teamdubon@gmail.com.
Okay. Now let's hear it.
When you're going to sell your home, I'm very honest with my clients. And when this company first, there's a few of them, but when it first came to, bring itself to attention, I had a client ask me about it. And I told her, I don't really know. So go ahead. And if that's something you feel like will help you, go for it. Let's see. I'm okay with competing. Let's see what they're offering you. Well, they offered her a deal pretty similar to what Troy's talking about, but it was actually closer. It was maybe about $10,000 off what I was telling her to sell her house at. And in the fees, they were charging her 8%. And that was before they even stepped foot in her house.
So 8% on the seller side alone, or is that 8%?
That's 8% in fees.
Just in fees?
To the seller, yes. And at first, to them, they think that they're saving money because the way they try to word it.
Sure.
But when you look at the net sheet, you're netting less. And so we offer a great program. It's a move-up program for all of our clients.
Okay.
If they're going to sell their house and purchase one with us, we show them our appreciation to them by giving them a discount on our commission.
Okay.
And it's like a rebate, pretty much.
Of course, because you're going to do... Two transactions
with us, and we appreciate your business. So that's to help them. Now, it doesn't matter if you're selling for more and buying less, you're downsizing, I still give you that discount, and I give it on the front end of you selling, not on what's cheaper.
Yes, and also they you've allowed them to use that towards closing costs.
Yes, okay. I mean, in many different ways. Yes. I'd like them to have more money to buy the house they want and be happy in it. And it's a really great way to look at it versus, you know, oh, I'm getting offered something so cheap. You know, reach out, get some options, because 9 out of 10 times you're going to find out that too good to be true offer is way too good to be true.
And then what about these builders? Because I heard y'all talking earlier. I was eavesdropping. I apologize.
That's okay. He's always eavesdropping.
I know. It's a bad habit. Is that y'all were saying lending programs at builders?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
So there's tons of communities. If you're looking for a house, a new build, we specialize with new builds. And what's crazy is if you've ever bought a new build or gone into one, they always have an incentive tied to their preferred lender. Now, me and Troy have worked together for years, and I can't tell you how many times Troy outbeats these lenders and my clients go with him instead of the new build lenders, because they inflate a lot of their charges or interest rates. They might say, oh, we're giving you $5,000 in closing costs, but they're not paying your title policy. They're not paying for a survey. And then at the end of the day, your rate is way higher. Mm-hmm. And Troy, how much of a savings was it on the last couple people we sent?
Yes. Was it $8,000?
I want to say yes. It was a better interest rate.
Yes, better interest rate. And the cash to close was $8,000 less. And they were getting $5,000 only if they used their preferred lender. So technically, it was $13,000 better. So that was a lot.
So y'all,
It was a lot.
Do you deal with a lot of builders there? I mean,
everywhere. If you're looking, like I was saying earlier, there's a place right next to Terra Vista, and they have a low tax rate. Low twos, and you're close to everything. Beautiful build. You can get more house for having a lower tax rate. And then when you use Troy, we can get you a lower interest rate than what most of these preferred builders are offering. And so, we always shop it.
So then it'd still be something that they need to come to you to get information. Even if they're going to do a new build, get a hold of you. Tell them one more time real quick.
Give me a call or text me anytime. My phone number is 512-779-9029. And, you know, we take really good care of you.
All right. Hey, everybody. You have been listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton. And, of course, our special guest, Jenna Dubon. If you have any questions about anything you've heard, you can reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. And we'll be back to talk about money in just a minute.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyden, and Colton, and of course, our special guest, Jenna Dubon. And we're discussing money and sports for your information and education, as well as entertainment. And right now, we're getting onto something that, of course, y'all know me, I feel is very, very important. And it is, you know, people's finances and budgets and expenses and things like that, because, you know, you can't take advantage of what this country offers you if you don't prepare.
Sure.
You know, it's plain and simple as that. And one of the things is, you know, I always get this, hey, well, my rent is, you know, the same price as the home, or, you know, and if I rent, I don't have to worry about, you know, replacing a water heater. And I hear that a lot.
Mowing my lawn.
Yeah, mowing my lawn.
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Some people don't ever do that anyways. But yeah, so I hear that a lot, and I get it. You know, it's because it's a financial investment.
It's easy. It almost feels like to say those things is much easier than
going through this long, drawn-out
process. Yeah, and it's really
not
that with us. Yeah. It's much easier.
Yeah, I mean, we're clear to closing loans in about 23 days right now. So it's not that difficult as it used to be. And here's I'm going to give you an explanation of why you should own a home, all right? Period. And we're just going to use even numbers so that it's simple to walk through, but let's just say it's a $300,000 sales price, all right? 10% down, that's 30 grand. Okay. Plus, of course, your closing costs. But, you know, if you use Jenna, she'll get those paid for by the seller, so you don't have to worry about that. But so historical, and that means countrywide, since the beginning we've been tracking this, so historical appreciation in this country is 3%. Okay. We all know we've had a blazing appreciation lately, but we don't want to overinflate these numbers. All right. So historical appreciation, 3%. All right. If you own this home, let's just use 2%. So let's just say appreciation 2%. You own this home for 5 years, right? That is 10% appreciation, okay? So your $300,000 house is now worth $330,000 in 5 years.
Boom.
All right? That is a 100% return on your investment.
Wow, yeah.
You invested $30,000. Jenna took care of the closing costs. We're assuming that. Your house is now worth $30,000 more. That's 100% return on your investment. That's 20% a year on your investment because you invested $30,000. You're going to be spending rent or you're going to be spending a house payment, right? Mm-hmm. So that's happening. You got to pay to live. So you got to take that monthly expense out of your mind. So this, I mean, let's think about it. 20%, right? Mm-hmm. Right now, your bank's giving you, what, 0.9%? You know, right. Stocks are up at about like 7%. I mean,
real quick question. So you're using $300,000 house, right? What's your payment on $300,000 house usually?
Right now, low twos.
Low twos.
Depending on taxes and insurance, you know, I would guess just throw a number, better than average credit, around $2,100.
$2,100 about that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You know, and an average rental in this area is like $1,750. So you're within that.
Right.
You know, and of course, there are some concerns. Worry about this. Purchase a home warranty. You know, for like $500 a year.
Yes.
They'll take care of the big expenses.
And we'll tell you, you know, some of the ins and outs of, you know, what you need to have done before closing for these home warranties to be beneficial for you.
Yeah, most definitely. So, I mean, this is, you got to think, if you know, you can use this number anywhere. If we use this as an FHA loan, you would have put 3.5% down. So what's that, 11 grand?
Right.
Right. You'd put 11 grand. You would have had 130%,
right.
You know?
Right.
So, I mean, because the appreciation is the appreciation. It doesn't matter what your investment is. But I was using very simple numbers just to kind of make it match out for you guys. So that's why you should have a home. Because, guys, no matter what happens, the house is going to, you know, we do have depreciation periods.
Sure.
But, I mean, you got to think in 2008 to 2012, the house has dropped, immensely. But every home is now worth way more than it was worth in 2008. So the appreciation not only came back, so you didn't lose your money,
sure,
but it also increased since then. So if you bought a house in 2008 at the height of the prices here in this area, and you haven't sold yet, your house is still worth a lot more than when you bought it back then.
Yes.
Well, and yeah, so you're saying you're going to make $30,000, but you're also getting equity.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're less your interest.
Yeah.
But you're making equity as well, so it's not just $30,000.
Well, what's really mind blowing is if you've owned a home for two more years and it sells for under $500,000, and there's some fine print in there, but you don't have to pay property gain tax.
Exactly. And if you've gained $30,000 in the stock market, you're paying taxes on that.
Right.
You know, so
capital
you don't
gain property.
Yeah, that has to be your that has to be your homestead. That has to be
primary
your main,
residence.
Primary residence.
Yes.
It's not a rental
for at
home.
Least two of the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So there's fine print in there, but
yeah,
if you want to start becoming an investor, you want to start making money, look at your retirement. you need to own a home at an earlier age.
Yes.
I mean, I have been seeing a lot more millennials buy houses from us.
You can say that twice.
I know.
Right? You can't say it once.
That's just funny.
We all know. Everybody thinks about millennials, I'm one of them. So, you know.
Are you?
I am.
Oh, yes,
what
is that?
Look, we were talking, he thinks what, I'm old.
I do.
I'm in there, too.
But you're very smart. You're very accomplished.
Well, successful, too.
A lot of millennials are super smart.
I know. Yeah. I didn't say they were. Yeah. You know, I never said they were. So what is a millennial? Okay, just, and not to get off topic, but I will quickly. What age is millennial? When was a millennial?
I'm trying to figure how old I am.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Okay.
We are on
Let's
air.
Let's just say a 90s baby.
Okay.
Let's just go with 90s.
I am
baby.
A 90s baby.
I'm getting threatening looks. I'm going to stop. All right. We'll move on.
So, you know, and so, you know, that's why you should own a house. But here's the other part. It's that, you know, how do you save up the down payment and things like that? All right. So, there's a foolproof plan in place. If you follow this, you will accumulate wealth because it's called the wealth accumulator. And it's four parts. One of them, and the most important one, is to own a primary residence that is three times your income. So if you make $70,000 in your family per year, you purchase a house at $210,000. So, you know, that's kind of that most comfortable stage. So you got to own a home that's three times your income, and you got to do it now. Okay, so we have, if you don't have the funds and things like that, we have zero down payment assistance. We have all sorts of plans that can help you get into a house. But that's the first step you got to do. Then once you get into a house, you've got to establish reserves, okay? Reserves being excess money sitting in a savings account that you don't accumulate. So it needs to be at least $10,000. So you need to stop getting your avocado toast, you know, your extra pair of shoes.
Starbucks.
Starbucks. And as much as I love Starbucks, I don't go anymore because I just can't justify a $6 cup of coffee, you know? You got to think. You got to cut
McDonald's
that money.
Is pretty cheap, and they have pretty good coffee.
Coffee is solid at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, or Chick-fil-A.
So you got to establish a reserve, Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A. So you got to establish a reserve account.
So you're saying for a $300,000 house, a $10,000 reserve for incidentals?
Well,
life?
Yeah, just car, life. Life. Because if
just
you don't,
be prepared.
If you don't have this reserve, and let's just say, you know, all of a sudden you're driving home and you blow out four tires and you've got a big old truck, right? You know, big old Texas truck. And, you know, that's like $1,000. And if you don't have reserves, what are you going to do? You're going to go and flop it down on a credit card.
You sell a kid.
Yeah, I would love to, but nobody's buying. Okay. So you flop it down on a credit card. If you don't have reserves, you then have to go into debt at some point. Okay. Something's going to happen. You're going to get sick. You're going to break your leg. You're not going to be able to work. You're going to have a pulmonary embolism. You know, who knows what's going to happen? And, you know, you're going to spend a week at the house. Who knows? But something's going to happen. So the reserves prevent you from stepping back into debt. That's
Makes
why
sense.
You have to have reserves.
All right. I like it.
Once you get those two set up, then you make sure, then you go to the 401k, right? So your company, you invest in the 401k because you got to think no matter what, if you put $1,000 in and you're on a 24% tax bracket, you got a 25% return because you didn't pay taxes putting it in.
If you're in a company that's going to match it, you better be doing 401k.
Right. Now, and it's, you know, most of them are like 50% up to 3%, that's kind of or up to 6%. So that's kind of whatever that company matches, if they match up, you know, half of up to 6%, you put 6% in.
Put 6%.
Yeah, you can put up to 15% of your income in up to about $19,500 a year. So you need to invest in there, right? Once you get that rolling, right, you've got your debt paid off, you've got your reserves, you got your primary residence, you're investing in the 401k, then you need to dabble in the stock market, right? And this is,
that can be scary,
it's
right?
It's scary, but I'm going to make it real not scary right now.
Okay.
So what you do is, the idea would be $500 a month if you can do that. But whatever it is, you know, whatever money you can spare because you're no longer spending, you know, $6 a day on coffee or, you know, $20 for an avocado toast and stuff like that. You
Sure.
take that money, you slide it over. Let's say it's $300, whatever it is, the number, right? Then you go out and find four companies that you like to do business with. Okay.
Okay.
You know, whatever they are, I suggest making sure they pay some sort of dividend, but whatever. If you like, you know, Under Armour, Nike, you know, Adidas, Ford, you know, whatever it is. And you go and then you take one fifth of that and you put that each of that into your four companies. So you're dividing, you know, basically 80% of that goes into those four companies, right? And you do that every month on the same day. Okay.
Now, hold on real quick. Some of those stocks cost more than $500 just
right.
For,
you can buy partial stocks. You open yourself an E-Trade account.
I know that.
Whatever.
I just want to make sure that, you know, because people are trying to get in this.
Yeah, right.
You can buy partial
yeah,
stocks.
Yeah, I wouldn't start with Amazon. Okay. It's at $2,000. I wouldn't start there.
Just buy one stock,
yeah,
right?
You would buy one-tenth of a stock, right?
Yeah. Right. It just went up a dollar today.
But you can buy partial stocks and stuff like that. But every month, you dump that money in there no matter what, right? So some months, it's at, let's just use it, $40. Some months, it's at $30. So it's called dollar cost averaging. Okay. So you're averaging the cost of the expense of the over the time. If you get one with dividends, every quarter they're going to drop a little extra money. That goes right back into the stock. Okay.
Right.
Then your fifth stock is the S&P Index 500 because that's what everything is measured off of. So why not have the measurement? Because that thing has a history of 7% growth.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So that's it. Four stocks that you, with companies that you love and you do business with.
So you're saying
with,
7% is better than 3% by keeping it in the bank?
About 0.9%. Yes.
Yeah,
yes, think, it is okay. better. It yeah. is better. Right. But what happens is that during the downs, people worry about how their money's lost. You do not lose money if you don't sell. Right?
And not yeah. putting all your eggs in one
right.
basket. You
it's,
heard that.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what you're
saying
yeah. right now.
So if one month you bought it at 40, the next month you bought it at 30, you now own the shares for $35. That's dollar cost averaging. That's why it's okay to buy when it's down. It's okay to buy when it's up. You just do it the same time every month.
And for
low,
all you negative Nancys, you can't win if you don't play.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
at least in
that's
this
That's what
way,
I say about the lotto. That's where I put yeah. my extra money. You're saying that's bad?
Yeah. Well, you know, good luck.
I mean, I
hey, but
I,
if you do if you win, win hey, if you do win, I want to hang out with you.
Hey, you're not going to win unless you
play. I want to be in your posse.
Hey, that is my yeah. S&P right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. No, but yeah. Yeah. So what you need to do is those four things. And again, if you have any questions about that, I know we went through it kind of quickly, but reach out to me at 512-759-HOME or loansfromtroy.com. And I'll go over this. I'll explain it to you. I'll walk you through it and all that sort of stuff. But it's really, really that simple.
It's great information.
Yeah.
It really is.
Troy's a money guy. I mean, that's the thing I love about him. When you're
he has
shopping,
more of me. I'm listening.
Yeah. I mean, if you're trying to, whether it's getting a loan, him being your friend, he helps you out. But when it comes to getting a home loan, this guy will explain to you how much money you're saving over a 30-year loan, life of a loan.
Yeah. But Jenny, you have a lot of information too. So again, how do people get a hold of you?
Oh, you get a hold of me by calling 512-779-9029. And my website is www.teamdubonrealty.com.
Yeah, awesome.
Yes. And like I said, this is great information. But again, don't not do it because you don't understand it. One of the things I like to do is when somebody comes to me, especially the first time home buyers and stuff like that, the young ones, I like to sit down and go over this with them. I like to educate them. I like to explain to those sort of things. So because once you become comfortable with something, you start doing it. And this is really important because guys, this make no matter what's going on out there as far as, you know, the politics of our country and all right. that sort of stuff, there is very few other countries where you can grow yourself into a whole nother way of life for your mm-hmm. entire family. Mm-hmm. You know, we like to talk about football players and stuff like that. You got to think, those guys are 1/10 of 1/10 of 1%. That's who they are. We don't want to be them. $428,000 puts you in the top 1% of the country right now. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to do a lot. You just have to be dedicated. And you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton. Of course, our special guest, Jenna Dubon. And we've been discussing money and how important that is to you. And we'll be back in a few minutes to talk about my favorite, sports.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello. Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton. And, of course, our special guest, Jenna Dubon, is here today. And, of course, we've been talking about real estate, money, savings, and all that sort of stuff that's really important to you personally. But this is the part about the fun part. This is where we're talking about sports. And we're talking mostly local sports. I mean, yes, we do lean a little bit towards the Longhorn side.
Hook 'em. Because
there's a little bit of a favor there, but
no bias whatsoever.
Well, one of the things that just happened recently is that they reevaluated the 2020 class, and so when they did that, the Aggies got a big jump.
Yeah, they did. They went from having 1 5-star in their 2020 class to 3 5-stars.
Yep.
That's a big jump.
Yeah. Wow. And you called one of them.
Oh yeah, no, Haynes King. It's on record. Go back and listen to the show. It's on record. I called it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now they went from having just Damon DeMoss, that wide receiver who's just an absolute freak, to having Haynes King and Jalen Jones, who's actually from San Antonio, from the area. So, I mean, they're all 5-stars now.
Yeah, and that's big, you know.
And that can change before 2020.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? I mean, this is just where they're leaning positive right now, right?
It's all predictions.
It's predictions.
You know, they're committed to A&M right now. But the thing about it is they have more commits than Texas.
But then Longhorns have a killer year this year. That might change up some stuff.
Well, they have more commits than Texas, but Texas is still ranked higher.
Right. Yes.
And their average per recruit is over 93, which is only behind Alabama and Clemson.
Yes.
Good company.
Well, and I remember just a few years ago, one of a lot of my Aggie friends liked to tease me about 3-star Charlie. Mm-hmm. And so I guess we're 4.5-star Herman now.
Right.
So
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, the Longhorns have had a pretty good run. I mean, we definitely talked about that most important, in my opinion, need as running back. Mm-hmm. You know, but they've also added a little bit of beef.
Yeah, they have. They added Princely. I'm going to butcher this. Umen Mielen.
Yeah, just call him Princely.
And he's actually from Manor.
Yeah.
He's right here. His location is right near Austin. That's probably one of the reasons he decided to play for Texas. I mean, he's right down the road. He grew up a Longhorn fan because they're right there.
For one thing, Maynard's not that big a school, and they just they had a 2-star defensive end a couple years ago that committed to Texas but has moved on. But still, to have 2 stars in that small of a school right outside of Austin, they're doing something over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and he's a big body defensive end. He's got really – he really reminds me of Charles Omenihu. He looks like a mini Charles Omenihu from high school. And, I mean, he is just – he dominates his opponents. Obviously, he's playing at Manor. Like you said, smaller school, so he's going to dominate, which he should.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard people talking about him. I've read articles and stuff like that, and they think he's just going to be an absolute freak once he gets to college.
Yeah.
But he's not the only commit that Texas has gotten. They got Jaron Thompson.
Yes, and where is he from?
He is from Lufkin, and Texas doesn't really recruit Lufkin that hard. I guess they just don't produce these, you know, big-time recruits or anything like that. But the last one was Carrington Bindham.
Yeah.
Another defensive back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he worked out pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
He did just fine.
You know, and one of the biggest complaints there towards the end of Mack Brown era was that he wasn't trying that hard in recruiting. He'd built such a powerful machine that good players were coming to him, and there was the fan base started to think that he wasn't trying that hard, and that's why we kind of started having kids that weren't developing and stuff like that, because the recruiting bloodline didn't, I don't want to say dried up, but it just got so narrow focused that if you missed in this area, then you missed completely.
Yeah.
You know, but that's one thing. I mean, you know, the new staff, they're not scared to travel.
No, I mean, they're one of their pipelines is in Arizona.
Yeah.
They're in Arizona. They're in California. They're going to Florida. I mean, Ethan Pouncey from last week, we talked about him. He's from Florida.
Yeah.
His brother,
if you're not
Jordan
going to Florida, you're making mistakes. Yeah. There's some good ball players that come out of Florida.
It's a hot spot for recruiting.
Hot spot. Yeah.
You know, but one thing, too, when they go into these states, they're not messing around. Right. I mean, last year, the number one player in Georgia came to Texas.
Right. Number one, you know? The number two player in California came to Texas.
Yes.
I mean, it's just...
Well, we used to have a lot of Texas people going outside of Texas, going to other schools, and that's changing.
You have to look elsewhere.
Yeah. I mean,
you have Ohio State, you have Oklahoma, you have
I think they had at one time 60% were from Texas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
I mean,
60, 70.
Without Texas, Oklahoma is a mediocre program.
Yeah. But with Texas, they've been the last four playoffs.
Everything in Texas is better.
That's right. This is an Austin, Texas show. We are totally allowed to say that.
Sorry, Oklahoma.
We do got to, you know, kind of talk about some injuries that have gone on with both A&M and Texas. So A&M had a just brutal injury this past week. Baylor Cup, he broke his leg in 4 places, tore some ligaments in his ankle. I mean, he got all messed up.
He's not coming back this year.
He's not coming back this year, and that's an injury where you worry about it being
career-ending.
And that's just – And it hasn't been documented that it's career ending. I don't want to say anything false, but those kind of injuries are
that
hard
comes
to come back
that comes
from.
With but that stigma as well. Absolutely. When you're moving on, sure.
One of the things is that, you know, this was a 5-star tight end. This is a kid that has the potential to NFL, according to his high school. You never know, but he has NFL potential.
And again, I've tried to bring this up before, and I'm going to do it right now. Do these kids deserve a little bit of pay? I mean, they're putting their life on the line, their health. I mean,
they absolutely are.
These college bowl guys are making lots and lots of money on these boys.
The top dogs of the NCAA are making so much money off of these kids, and the kids are getting. I mean, everyone has an excuse. Well, they're getting a free education.
I gotta stop on that one part right there, where he said
they're getting a free education. Yeah, but. And so this is the hardest part for me because, I understand, statistics and things like that. If you are a college graduate, you on average are going to make $4 million more in your lifetime than a high school graduate.
But then again, that's not guaranteed. Right. So that's why I think in the moment while they're at the actual school, I think they should be they don't have to make a huge amount of money, but maybe something for groceries.
Right.
Maybe, and they have stipends.
They have stipends now.
Well, you heard Tom saying that they had summers off.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have time to work or pull a job for extra money. So
the problem now is if they go work for a job, they may be working for a donor. And then that could violate their NCAA infraction. University of Texas is pretty huge, so the chances of working for a graduate is pretty high.
I mean, these kids have to be careful.
Well. Right. Yeah. You're in Austin. Yeah. I mean, how's that not going to be possible?
These kids have to be careful everywhere they go, because if they go out and have dinner and someone buys their dinner for them just because they recognize them, that technically violates the rule.
Now, as a human being, I want them to be able to get paid. I think they deserve it. As a sports person, I think it keeps the amateurism into it and the excitement of them trying to achieve to make money. So anyway,
I digress. Sorry. My biggest problem on this, and I've talked to you when you worked for that other place and everything about this. My biggest problem for this is that every professional industry has internships where you work for nothing. It's high performing lawyers, doctors, all of those people, they work for free.
Yeah.
Therapists have to do a year of therapy out for free and things like that. Actually, it's not for free. They have to pay to go to school and then work for free.
So they don't have the chance of breaking their leg in four places.
Correct. So, but the hardest part about this for me is that it's not just about the football. So if there's 160 teams or 16 teams in the NCAA and all that sort of stuff. But you got to think, most of them can't afford a lot of money for these kids.
Sure.
So if they have to start paying these kids, what are they going to do to the rowing team or the smaller, it's gonna have a domino effect.
That's a tough one. But
football does bring the money. Yeah. I mean, I know that's kind of sounds crazy. I ice skated. I don't know if I've ever told you this. Mm-hmm. I've ice skated for 14 years. I would ice skate at least 8 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
And it was so, I mean, I would win regionals. I mean, my parents would fly me everywhere. I went to a special school. Mm-hmm. And when I hit about 16, I ripped my ligament from the inside of my hip all the way down to my knee.
Mm.
And you put in all that time and effort and all that work so that you can make it to the big leagues.
Yeah.
So you can get to where you want to get to. And
that's ultimately the end goal.
Yeah. And it's always a risk.
Sure.
Unfortunately.
No, yeah. You know, I just worry about these smaller schools, because you got to think, you know, the most 3% go professional. Mm-hmm. So the other 97%, most of them need this degree to have a successful life.
Sure.
And let's just use numbers. There's 40,000 scholarships, and we start paying these football players more, right? So now all of a sudden there's only 35,000 scholarships available. That's 5,000 kids that can't go to college. That's where I think about
fair
it.
Enough.
You know, I
no,
know,
fair enough.
You know, it's
no,
not
I, okay. yeah.
it's not
that's
fair all
argument.
The way across.
So to get back on the injuries, Texas had a couple. No, you're good. That's a topic that needs to be talked about.
Sorry, it was bugging me.
That's a topic that should be talked about, and it's a big topic. Yeah. So Zach Shackelford had a sprained foot.
Yeah.
Caden Stearns, and who was the other one that got hurt recently?
Keontae Ingram.
Yes. So I mean, these are all starters.
Yeah.
But the good thing is that none of them are serious injuries. They have all been diagnosed as they'll be back before game one. They'll get back into practice and stuff like that. And I also want to touch on how recruiting is about to get hot again.
Yeah,
Texas is in the lead for 3 4-star people right now.
Mm-hmm.
Xavien Alford and Quentin Johnson and Ty Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
All these kids are 4-stars, and they're all 100% to Texas, like all their little crystal ball prediction. Safety, wide receiver, and running back.
Hey, those are all good. Those are
Tom, Tom Herman has brought his claws out.
Yeah.
And like they say, ain't no laws when you're with the claws.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just Longhorns are about to get so hot again. And it's not like they haven't got.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
They haven't cooled down. Yeah. Yeah, they've been hot.
Yeah. You know, and the thing about the Zach news is that, you know, he missed, what, two games last year because of an ankle?
Yep.
So that's more what concerns me is that, you know, he's in the beginning of the season and all of a sudden his ankle hurts. Not in the middle of the season.
Yep.
So I don't know if we can count on him the whole season.
Mm-hmm. So did you see, I'm switching to a different sport. Mm-hmm. Do you see what the news was about who the Texas Longhorns just added for baseball?
Yes, a former legend son as far as football, but baseball. His dad might have been a pretty important quarterback for the University of Texas.
Yeah, Houston Street.
Yeah,
Houston Street. I mean, his dad was a big part. He himself is a legend as well.
Yeah, he's got his own.
He's in the College World Series Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming on as a student assistant. I don't know if he's getting paid.
No, he's not. He's like, not.
What does that mean?
He's going to be an assistant coach, but he's a student of the game.
Okay.
He's learning the coaching realms behind.
Right.
So he's coming in, not getting paid, doing it voluntarily, right after Texas just got Troy Tulowitzki.
Yeah, that's a good program to go learn from.
And those are good people to add. Like, it's beneficial for them to come on as assistant coaches and students and stuff like that, but it's also so beneficial to these kids. They're learning from professionals that just recently got done being professionals. You know, I mean, that's huge for the program.
Yeah. So if you want to learn how to play professional baseball, come to the University of Texas. All right. Well, everybody, you have been listening to The Home Team with Troy, Wyatt, and Colton, and of course, our special guest, Jenna. And Jenna, how do they reach out to you?
512-779-9029.
All right. And of course, if you have any questions about anything that I've talked about, you can reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or 512-759-HOME. And we will talk to you next week about sports and money.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.